Hi, and welcome to Apple Accessibility Podcast Episode 9, Useful VoiceOver Keyboard and Gesture Commands. The list of VoiceOver commands presented here are the ones that David uses most often in his use of VoiceOver itself, navigating the Mac, and using such applications such as Text Edit, Word Processing, Mail, Email, and Safari, Web Browsing. There are 21 items in the list. Some of the items contain several commands as they made sense to group them together. Remember, for VoiceOver commands that use the function keys at the top of your keyboard, you must hold down the FN key to use your function keys for software control, as by default your Mac function keys are set to hardware. It is possible to change your function keys to software. To do this, go to System Preferences, Keyboard tab, and check Use All F1, F2 etc. keys as standard function keys. For ease of use and to reflect the way that most folks talk about VoiceOver commands, rather than saying Control plus Option, which starts off most VoiceOver commands, we will just be saying VO, V for Victor and O for Oscar plus another key. For example, Control plus Option plus K for Keyboard Help will be VO plus K for Keyboard Help. As usual, we'll do our two tips after the list. 1. Command plus Function Key 5 on any Mac to toggle VoiceOver on or off. 2. VO plus K for Kielo Keyboard Help, explore the keyboard and VoiceOver commands including gestures on a trackpad. 3. VO plus Command plus Function Key VoiceOver Quick Start. 4. VO plus H for Hotel VoiceOver Help Menu, besides giving access to all of VoiceOver's commands, manual etc., also contains the VoiceOver Quick Start tutorial. VO plus question mark brings up the VoiceOver manual. 5. VO plus Function Key VoiceOver Utility to manage VoiceOver's various settings such as verbosity, web, braille etc. 6. VO plus M for Mic Main Menu, VO plus MM, that is 2M's Status Menu, and VO plus MMM, 3M's Spotlight. VO plus Shift plus M for Mic Open Shortcut Menu for item in the VoiceOver cursor. 7. VO plus D for Delta move the VoiceOver cursor to the dock, and VO plus Shift plus D move the VoiceOver cursor to the desktop. 8. VO plus arrow keys move VoiceOver cursor up, down, left and right around the screen. VO plus Shift plus Home or End keys jump the VoiceOver cursor to the beginning or end of the current window. 9. VO plus Function Key 3 speak the item in the VoiceOver cursor. 10. VO plus Spacebar perform the default action for the item in the VoiceOver cursor. VoiceOver plus Command plus Spacebar toggle multiple selections, useful for selecting non-sequential files. 11. VO plus Backslash, the key above your Enter or Return key, expand or collapse the item in the VoiceOver cursor. 12. VO plus Shift Down Arrow or VO plus Shift Up Arrow key start and stop interacting with the item in the VoiceOver cursor, such as a table, toolbar, HTML area, edit area, or scroll area. 13. VO plus Command plus Left or Right Arrow keys cycle between speech attributes, voice, rate, pitch, volume and intonation. Use VO plus Command plus Up or Down Arrow key to adjust current speech attribute. VO plus V for Victor, adjust a number of settings including typing echo, text attributes, number processing, capitals, status change, speech verbosity, and punctuation. 14. VO plus Function Key 1 current application title, and VO plus Function Key 2 current window title. 15. VO plus Function Key 6 read selected text or item. 16. VO plus Shift left or right arrow key move left or right by character. VO plus C for Charlie, current character, twice phonetic, W for whiskey, current word, twice spell and three times phonetic, L for lema, current line, S for sera, current sentence, and P for papa, current paragraph. 17. VO plus Command H for hotel, header, L for lema, link, J for Juliet, control, or T for tango, table. Hold down Shift key for reverse direction on a HTML web page. You can also use VO plus U for uniform to open the web item rotor to navigate to headers, links, controls, form elements, tables, etc. In Mail, use VO plus J for Juliet to jump the VoiceOver cursor between the message list and the message content, the email message itself. 18. VO plus F for Foxtrot. Find text in the current window. 19. VO plus A for Alpha. Read content of voiceover cursor. And VO plus B for Beta. Read from beginning of content in voiceover cursor. 20. VO plus Shift plus K for Kilo. Keyboard commander to allow you to use the right option key to launch default and custom actions, such as right option plus S for Sierra to run Safari. T for Tango. Time, date, or M for Mic to run mail. Left and right together, without control or option, toggles quick nav on or off. Quick nav allows you to use the cursor keys to navigate and use rotor settings. VO plus clear on a numeric keypad toggles numpad commander on or off to enable you to use the numeric keypad for voiceover navigation. VO plus two finger clockwise or counterclockwise rotate on the MacBook trackpad or Magic trackpad turns voiceover trackpad gestures on or off. 21. Voiceover gestures. If trackpad voiceover gestures turned on, one finger tapped speak item in the voiceover cursor, one finger double tap perform action for item in the voiceover cursor, two finger double tap pause resume speaking, one finger flick left or right moves the voiceover cursor left or right, two finger flick up read from the beginning of the content in the voiceover cursor, two finger flick down read contents of the voiceover cursor, two finger flick left or right start and stop interacting with an item in the voiceover cursor, three finger flick up scroll down a page, and three finger flick down scroll up a page, three finger double tap mute speech toggle, and three finger triple tap screen curtain toggle, blank screen for privacy. Screen curtain can also be toggled by VO plus shift plus function key 11. Now time for our two tips. Tip 1. You can use sticky keys on your Mac to perform a multiple key press command by pressing the individual keys that make up the entire command. Great if you have issues holding down more than one key at a time. To enable sticky keys, go to System Preferences, Universal Access, Keyboard tab, and select sticky keys. Now you can turn sticky keys on or off by pressing the left shift key 5 times. Tip 2. As of iOS 4.3 on the iPad, you can now choose to have your mute switch as a mute switch or orientation lock switch as it used to be. On the iPad, go to Settings, General, and choose the size switch to either be orientation lock or mute. Remember, you can always email the folks at accessibility@apple.com for assistance or visit the official Apple Accessibility webpage at http://www.apple.com/accessibility. For any feedback concerning these podcasts, you can contact David by the following options. Email him at davidw9@tpgtangopapagolf.com.au. Follow him on Twitter at D Woodbridge, that is D as in David and Woodbridge, all one word. Access his blog, news interests, and assistive technology bookmark sites at http://www.samobile.net/users/awodbr or the page for these podcasts at http://davidwoodbr.podbean.com. This concludes episode 9. Useful voiceover keyboard and gesture commands of the Apple Accessibility Podcast.